Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You also debate pie with us as it's National Pie Day.
Oh, it is National Pie Day, and I was going to ask you guys, what is your favorite pie? Text line, keep it clean. I know where you want to go with that. What is your favorite pie? I'm telling you, with the key lime pie at Gibson Steakhouse in Chicago is tough to beat.
I've told you before, there's a place called Sinclair's in Blue Springs, and they have the best key lime pie I've ever had.
You have said that, Josh. Don't tell me apple.
I know it's boring. I don't like pie, so it's
Does turkey
apple.
Jump out to you?
Yeah, so come on, Alex.
Turkey does jump out to me because apple pie is fantastic.
What about chicken pot?
I've never had chicken pot. Oh, chicken pot pie?
Chicken pot pie, pretty good. Yeah.
Or oatmeal cream.
You know what? I like a lobster pot, like a seafood pot pie.
God, you are fancy as hell.
Yeah. I like
seafood. Scallops in there?
Scallops and shrimp and lobster. Yeah, maybe a little tilapia.
A little whitefish.
Yeah, I like that. A little
some gefilte is in there.
We used to eat smoked whiting every Sunday when I was a kid growing up. Smoked fish is good. You can get smoked fish in Wisconsin.
That's right. It's not a real Wisconsin wedding unless there's a smoked fish involved.
Right. I told the story before. My daughter's friend, Macy's dad, came up to me one night at a party. He goes, I can get you some smoked fish if you need it. I'm like, what? I go, oh, the smoked fish is fantastic. And it's great. I mean, you've obviously, because you got some in-laws that have a cabin or something up there. But that smoked fish is off the charts.
Like, pizza pie, somebody's saying.
Pizza pie is a good one. I like coconut custard pie.
Steve Fizziok weighing in, saying Tippin's pie.
The strawberry pie from Tippin's.
I've never been a huge French silk pie fan.
I always get a slice of that for my wife for her birthday from Tippin's, and I always get the NSA. No sugar added. She gets so mad.
Why would you do that?
Because one year I
bought it. It's like you went to go do something nice, but then you intentionally were a jerk about it.
No, one year I bought it by mistake. The first year I did it, I saw a slice. Who thinks there's no sugar added in pies, right? So we get this home, and she's eating. She goes, this tastes horrible. I said, well, it's a brand new piece of pie from Tippin's. It's fantastic. I mean, what do you mean? And then we looked at the wrapper. It said, no sugar added. I'm like, oh, wow.
I know what my life is like.
Yeah. So
it's terrible.
So I'm like, oh, I didn't know they had no sugar added pie. So you got to look for the NSA on the label.
Below
no sugar added. It was not good. No.
Was it below not good?
Below not good, yeah. So now I get the regular pie. But every once in a while, I buy the NSA as a joke. But, yeah, there's so many good pies out there. Who doesn't like a pie? Well, Josh.
Josh, the guy sitting right next to you.
I'm not a dessert person. So.
Pecan pie or pecan.
That French soak, though, my mother was under the impression I really liked French soak pie. I must have liked it one time when I was a kid. Uh-huh. My birthday, and she would do it every year on my birthday, and I didn't have the heart to tell her I don't really like
this. Did she
this.
Make it or did she buy it?
Probably a combination of both. But there's even into my adulthood, she's like, oh, French soak pie. I'm like, oh.
So like French soak pies arriving in the mail?
Just didn't have the heart to say, it's not my thing.
Did you have the pie I sent you,
Yeah,
Josh?
Kind of one of those things. Yeah. It's like, I don't want this. Finally, I had to tell my wife, I'm like, yeah,
you have to try the pie.
I'm like, you don't have to do this. It doesn't have to be a tradition. I don't really like it.
So your wife knows you don't like it now?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She didn't carry on the tradition
No,
of this.
But it carried into that. Like, oh, did you get Josh a French soak pie?
Yeah, one of the first things when you guys started dating, your wife told your yeah. mother told your future wife.
May have been.
He really likes French silk pie.
May have been. It's
for his birthday.
I don't know where this started. I don't remember overtly liking it. You know what I mean? But it became a thing, and I just didn't have the heart to say no, stop.
I'm proud of Dr. Text Line. It took them about 30 texts before they put in a foul one.
The foul one, wow. Okay, because I said keep it clean. We knew they were going to text.
By the way, 913 says today's Pie Day.
No kidding.
Interesting. I will keep this
3.14 day. Yeah.
I will keep this texter's number anonymous. He says, my mother-in-law's apple pie. It's literally the only reason I stay with my wife.
Wow. Ouch. My friend Chad Glover has a father who makes this apple pie that is like the greatest apple pie you will ever have. He makes them out of his oven in Baldwin City, Kansas. And he comes up with this strawberry sauce that you drizzle on top of it, and he lattices the crust and he egg washes it. Oh,
sounds like a lot of work.
It
weird
is.
Noise you
it's
made
good
there
to
about
eat.
Pie.
It's good to eat.
What about cheesecake? Do we classify
not a pie.
As
pie?
But
not
it's,
a pie.
It's neither. It's
cake. Cake is in the name.
I'm aware, but tell me another cake that has a crust like cheesecake.
A grasshopper cake.
Now you're just making stuff up to try to win this.
No,
it's not working.
It's a graham cracker crust.
Cheesecake is neither cake nor pie. It
cake
of,
is in the name.
I'm aware.
Then they shouldn't have named it the way that they named it.
They should have just named it cheese.
Cheese pie.
Cheese pie.
Cheese pie.
It doesn't sound as good.
No. See, this is how cake happened.
Cheese pie
cobbler?
Factory would not be a thing.
Yeah, cheese
cobbler
pie factory.
Is essentially upside down cake. Are we counting that as well? Like a peach cobbler is delicious.
Yeah, no, it's upside down pie because the crust
upside
is
down pie.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
Underneath it, yeah. I never liked the pineapple upside down cake, though. Never cared for that.
What about a moon pie?
No, never been a moon pie
but
fan.
But pie's right there in the name, right?
Yeah, but I've never was a moon pie fan.
I got it. So we're going to allow pizza pie as pie, but we're not going to let cheesecake into the mix.
It's cake. It's cake is in the name. The discussion is
fundamentally
ended.
Changed it because
I mean, here the discussion
the
is closed.
But at its base, it is pie. There's
it
crust.
It's very pie-like, but the name is cake, so you got to go with cake.
I'm so mad about this right now.
Sometimes it's hard to pinpoint an exact moment where it maybe all went right or all went wrong,
mm-hmm.
or what a turning point was. But I think, Fesco, you've been talking about this for a little while. You did pinpoint the time where you were done with Eric Berry.
Yeah, done with Eric Berry, the football player. Yes. I'll never be done with Eric Berry, the human being, because he's a great human being. But as a football player, look, you got to move on. You got to hit it and quit it with a lot of these guys. And Eric Berry's time for me came due when towards the end of the year, it was in December, and, you know, they were talking about playing in a game, and he said it just wasn't in my spirit.
December
to play.
13th.
I probably could have came back last week, but it was still that hesitation, I guess. So I didn't feel it in my spirit. So I just said I'll wait till this week.
So, I didn't feel it in my spirit.
Didn't feel it in my spirit. And sometimes things catch you, you know? Like, sometimes things hit the ear, and you're like, oh, okay. That was it for me with Eric Berry. It wasn't in your spirit.
Maybe could have played the week before, but
I didn't feel it. It wasn't in my spirit. It's not in our spirit to continue to keep you on the payroll either, sir, because if it's not in your spirit to play, then I don't know if I can count on you as a player. And again, I've said before, that's fine. You beat cancer, you fought battles, you beat injuries, all that stuff. If it's not in your spirit anymore, I'm good with that. I don't hold that against you, but I can't continue to write you checks if it's not in your spirit. And that was the downfall for me of Eric Berry, the football player in Kansas City. I checked out on him after that comment, and I was never really able to get back on board with Eric Berry because he had already said it wasn't in his spirit to play. Well, you're going out there now in this playoff game against the Patriots. Is it in your spirit to go out there and play, or do you just want to come out to the crowd and wave and everybody cheer for you? So it's a good move for the Chiefs. He hasn't played in 2 years. When he did step on the field, he really didn't add a whole heck of a lot. Again, we're coming off a season where we had the 31st ranked defense in the NFL. As far as I'm concerned, with the exception of Chris Jones, everybody is expendable on that defensive staff and that defensive side of the ball. And Brett Veach is doing a great job of telling everybody, you're on watch, you're gone, you didn't live up to the level of play that we needed you to live up to play. And we're trying to win a championship here, and we're not going to do that, and we're not going to be able to win a championship if we have guys that don't have it in their spirit to go out there and play. And again, I know it sounds so harsh with Eric Berry, but I mean, sorry, you said it, man.
Yeah,
not me.
I hate to question people's desires because you can't be in their brain.
Sure.
But I felt the question, like, do you want to play or not? Is it, even if it's health, if it's not health, if it's mental,
right?
If it's just you felt like you've overcome enough in your life and in your career and you just don't want to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Those questions to me with Eric Berry came up.
Right. Like, you said it's not in my spirit.
When you spoke, which was very briefly this year,
mm-hmm.
didn't after the season, we didn't know. We didn't hear from you. We haven't heard from you.
Right.
I saw some tweets saying, you know, hey, we're going to miss you, stuntman, whatever his handle
right.
is. He hadn't tweeted since 2014.
Are you kidding
no.
me?
So, I mean, he's like non-existent. So you don't know. It just got to the point where, like, I don't know. I don't know if people would ask me, what do you think? I don't know. I don't know if Eric Berry wants to play or not. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's healthy. I don't know if he's mentally done. I don't know. And we have that to go on. He did not play 1 week, played the next week because it just wasn't in his spirit.
Right.
What the hell does that mean?
It means you're not dedicated and I'm okay to move on without
yeah.
you.
You made $30 million over the past two seasons and gave the team three games. Harsh business.
Yeah. But it's reality.
More than It's not even reality. It's a bizarre reality that none of the rest of us can comprehend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.